anticipation in retrospect. I'll meet you at the intersection of Mallory and Zane. In her section, in her, sex, one. Like a math equation, it'll just make sense, or sense. Without much value, but adding up to weighing down your pocket, in my locket, encapsulating you between the click of cheap metal heart halves, haunting the only half of my heart that will reside inside my chest. You'll have all the rest. I'll be in way too deep and wake up way too early before you, just to watch the moonlights pull as you undulate between wake and rest, stretching and curling under the covers like a serpent under the sand. Maybe I'll take you to the beach, build you the best castle I know how, and watch it crumble, because in the end it must. Boys will still be boys, and metal will still be metal, waiting like a loaded bullet approaching the start time of a race, which will really mark the end of you and I. Pang. For why? Because I won't make six figures, and you won't know the difference between children and cancer. What once was dormant will be lodged into me, but as for the literal metal, do I throw it away or give it back to you or keep it safely snug secretly inside my underwear drawer in case I ever come back to you? Years will pass and we'll pass each other on the street intersection without even saying hi, and that's when I'll know it's over. But out of the ash, I'll swallow your pride and mine and raise the pitch of my voice just enough to mask my cracked, cold dryness. You'll say, she's waiting. Like I'll be waiting to take you home and make something, but not like that. We'll have fun being not like that. Where's the DJ? Where's the party? Your voice will sound like soup, hot and chunky. I'll name the taste it puts in my mouth, but not like that. Summertime will come, and I'll say she's great because she found a paradise that can sleep five people for $75 a night. I'll call the bathtub as bikes park themselves in each bed. We'll speak in pictures, and you'll know the reasons before the shutter can capture them. We'll all be friends, and you'll have her. I'll frown at my buckling knees, not because the tile is cold and cramped, but because it is all too familiar. We will have kept a love so different from the kind we lost, and I'll smile, knowing nothing else in my life will ever be this unrequited.